I'm here representing the Connecticut Association of Directors of Health. I am not a member of that association, but I am with a local health department that has received funding to initiate the Health Equity Initiative in Hartford, Connecticut. I work for the Hartford Health and Human Services Department, and we're one of three pilot sites. But today I'm here to talk to you about the work that the Connecticut Association of Directors of Health did in Connecticut to involve municipal leaders. So, okay. In 2003, there was a survey of health directors in the whole state of Connecticut, which is not very large, and they got 74% of respondents that believe that public health workforce should be devoted to health equity. And they also felt that they should collaborate with other sectors of discipline. I think we heard a lot from colleagues here the importance of collaboration, so that also rung true for the health directors. They had 80% of respondents, and they reported that the education and principles, objectives, and practice of health equity through social justice was important. And also, they learned that health directors agree that quality data is important to illustrate social and economic conditions that lead to health inequities. And, you know, that old thing that we know, that just as knowledge is power, having good quality data is also very important. So they initiated the Health Equity Alliance with the mission of enhancing the capacity of local health departments in partnership with community partners and leaders to achieve health equity through a focus on social, political, economic, and environmental conditions that affect health. Some web-based community profiles, they came with the dissemination of community health equity data using GIS and web-based resources. One-stop access to social, economic, environmental, political information in relationship to demographic and health outcomes information. Also supporting the collaboration among multiple partners and raising awareness about social determinants of health. We talk a lot in more educated groups about social determinants of health, but when we go into the communities, this is a very fancy term, so we kind of had to bridge that gap as well and not so much talk about social determinants, but conditions that affect health that are not necessarily connected by most people with health. There was a development, and it's still in a process of being perfected, an index. And the Health Equity Index, which is being developed through a Vermont group with data that we're getting from a number of different sources, they are the index provides a platform for community engagement, municipal partners, and community residents, and also provides an element of community-based social epidemiology and a framework and impetus for changes in policy and practice. Local health departments can be a catalyst and sort of shepherd these actions, but we do require a paradigm shift here. We need to put the emphasis on social determinants of health and also political and social changes, change actions through community partnerships. Working with municipal colleagues, five different focus groups were convened, and this was about 2 years ago. And we tried to assess their existing knowledge of health inequities, which was little, determine the extent to which health equity is considered in the development of regulations and policies and practices, identify potential benefits and barriers of working collaboratively with health directors, and identify opportunities to communicate information on the root causes and opportunities to address health inequities. The participants of these focus groups were organized by social determinant category. So we had a land use and housing, environment, public safety, economic development, and education. And the findings are that inequities related to socioeconomic status are evident to varying degrees in urban, large suburban, suburban, and rural communities. Observed inequities are unique to each community and reflect the population of that geographic area. Communities of all sizes indicated that inequities will become more apparent and of increasing concern because of the economic crisis. And the education focus group also came up with health inequities may become more evident in suburban and rural communities as job losses, rates, houses, and foreclosures continue to increase. Key findings. Participants of the focus groups enthusiastically agreed that increased communication and collaboration across disciplines would be helpful in creating awareness and addressing inequities at the local level. Local and state government officials should encourage collaboration among multiple disciplines to ensure policy and regulation decisions best meet the needs of communities. And chief elected officials must take an active role in initiating and fostering collaborative efforts. The Environmental Focus Group also came up with the proactive approach to research, identify, and confirm health problems would enable municipalities to better set priorities and allocate resources. Participants acknowledged that collaboration with local health directors would reduce duplication, increase efficiencies, and maximize resources. They also learned that there was a limited understanding of the role of public health. Better access to knowledge and experiences of health directors would benefit the overall wellness of communities. They recommended strategic messaging, communication materials that include brochures, website, electronic newsletter. We have the picture here of the one that was created in Connecticut. And they also decided to identify and organize partners that would be then the local champions. Assess existing community efforts, develop a decision-making process, identify opportunities for policy change, and ensure the process is inclusive and representative of local community stakeholder groups. A dynamic process with unique characteristics is pretty much what the pilot site needs to sort of do. Distinguish between engagement and empowerment. That's a kind of a big one. It's different when you get people engaged, they're not necessarily empowered and vice versa. Navigate among established institutions, acknowledge the differences between institutional culture and community groups, sometimes a huge difference, and maintain a clear purpose and vision. This is the model that we're using for the Health Equity Alliance in Connecticut. We have, we're pretty much engaging workforce, but even at the local level in my department, folks that have been in public health for a long time are still not really versed or even acquainted with the language of social justice or even social determinants of health. We are in a process of engaging community, and also we are beginning to utilize a health equity index, which is a new way for us to look at data. It's not so much in terms of outcomes data, but it gives you scores based on social determinants of health, and sometimes it's really hard for folks to make that transition. This is what we're doing in Connecticut. We're pretty excited. It's really hard to work with municipal leaders. Sometimes they're very much set in their ways. But we received news last week that there is one municipality that is in the process of adopting the first ordinance that includes language of social justice. So that is very encouraging, and we're hoping that we can model after this one. And I'll be happy to answer any questions, or we can be in touch via email. Thank you.